Hello everyone, thank you for being here. Today I'd like to talk about something I often talk about. It's the want behind a want. And I have a very specific example to give you. So I've been wanting to go to Morocco with my mom. I got a book about it and one of those travel guides, and I picked three hotels, sent them to my mom, told her to choose one of them, and was looking at flights, asked for holidays, had the holidays, everything was working out. And yet, when came the time to book, something happened with the EasyJet booking and it didn't go through. I was very angry that it didn't work out. And at the same time, I saw it as a sign. And I realized that something was not quite right. Something was not quite aligned. And I really try my best these days to do things that are in alignment, that feel really good in my body. The things that are hell yes, the things that there is no doubt, there is no pro and cons lists, nothing like that. So it didn't feel quite right. And it's very hard to explain to other people because it's a feeling. It's not rational, it's just a feeling. I was in that situation, I was asking myself, okay, what is actually really important for that trip? Why do I actually want to go there? And I realized the only thing that is important is to spend time with my mom, and that can be done anywhere, and to relax and eat nice food, have a good time, have massages, really like self-care time for both of us. And I told her that, and I was of course like a little bit worried about her reaction because I didn't know if she really wanted to. No, actually I knew she also didn't want to go there 100%. She would have liked to, but also there were many factors, that there were many things that she didn't feel like doing, like taking the plane to go there and maybe being in a city that's crowded or noisy, or she lives on the countryside now, she's retired, so she's not used to city noise anymore. She's not that used to traveling anymore. I guess it's a bit stressful for her, and I mean it's stressful for me too, but I enjoy it a lot, so it's fine. I take that stress anytime. And so yeah, I said to her, hey, what's really important here actually? What's the want behind the want? That we spend time together and get massages. And so I started to look for spas in the region, and we ended up going a couple hours from here in France, and it was perfect. She could drive, so we didn't have to fly, and we could go there, leave whenever, arrive whenever. It was close. The food was amazing. The massages were amazing. The sun was shining. It was a beautiful room overlooking the forest. It was perfect, exactly what we needed. And I think it's so important that we do that, that we look at, this is a holiday example, so easy, but I think it's so important that we do that in every area of our lives. For work, for projects, what really resonates. I wrote a blog post, I can link it in the show notes. I wrote a blog post about the shoulds in our lives and how we think we should do certain things, if not everything. And if we can, again, look at why we want to do things, really go deeper. Why? What's the intention there? Why do I want to text that person? What's the intention behind it? Why do I want to go out party on Saturday night? What's the intention behind it? And it doesn't matter what the intention is, as long as we are aware of it. Then we can just be aware of it. The reason I share that, and I share it a lot, is that it makes my life so much easier since I really look into why do I want to do that. I think it's so much more peaceful to look at the want behind the want and then act from a place of alignment. Something that feels really good when the decision is taken or the booking is being made or whatever. When I booked the hotel, it felt really good in my body. And when I booked the plane ticket, I wasn't sure. So it's this, I guess it's different for everybody. We'll feel it differently. So I don't want to get too much into that, but we can practice maybe with small things, small everyday decisions like what to eat, what to do first in our mornings, evening routines at work. Let me know if it resonates and if you have examples like that or if you want to know more of how to feel that or work on a specific topic or if you're not quite sure what the next move is, what kind of decision you need to make, let me know. I'd be more than happy to help and I'll link the other episodes about the topic as well as the blog posts. Thank you so much for listening and have a good time.